In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Today on Word for Life, we will open the Word of God and examine the spiritual armor that God's people need to put on every single day. Well, this is Dr. Richard Schmidt, founder of Prophecy Focus Ministries. And folks, it's great to be with you once again as we open up the Word of God, spend a few minutes together, and hopefully get pumped up for the day. Grab a cup of coffee or a tea or something and let's just chat if we can. Of course, if you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. But I trust we're going to have a great morning as we look at this very important concept of putting on our spiritual armor every single day. Folks, I want to take you to a very important concept and actually one of the super themes, if you will, the main theme of Scripture. Let me take you back to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. And it gives us the mission. Did you catch that? It gives us the mission that God has called for us. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, it says this: "The Lord is come to seek and to save those who are lost." That is the mission of Christ. There is no other mission. Folks, if you were in the military or maybe a police force or maybe with a particular group that has a very specific mission, maybe you have a company and you have what's called a mission statement where you work. That mission is exactly what the group is attempting to accomplish. That is the focus. Everything else that you do is to do one thing. It's to get that mission accomplished. Let me take it into a military setting for a moment. If indeed a president says, listen, here's the mission. We need to win X battle. And he goes to the generals and they have their talk. And it's like, we've got to win this battle. We've got to do whatever it takes to win this piece of property, to get this people group, if you will, under control. And that is the mission. Every single thing then that the generals planned, the battles, the logistics, everything else is to make sure that that battle is won. Well, Jesus' mission, his mission is come to do what? To seek and to save those who are lost. Everything we do in the Christian community is to work towards fulfilling the mission of seeking and to see that folks are saved. The mission is reiterated in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. The Apostle Paul reiterates the mission of Christ, and he says, Christ Jesus came into the world to do what? To save sinners. That is the mission. Now, folks, Satan is not unaware of what that mission is. So what is Satan's goal? His goal is to do everything he can to stop God's mission. So the Apostle Paul, knowing that these things are taking place, now admonishes God's people to put on the armor. Folks, if you've watched military battles, maybe on television, or if you actually were in the service and were putting on your literal armor, if you will, you understand exactly what you should do to prepare for battle. You put your helmet on, you grab your rifle, you get to the tool belt, if you will, that's strapped around your waist, you put on the bulletproof vest, you do every single thing, you get all your weapons, make sure they're checked out, all the equipment, all is being prepared so that when you go to the battlefield, you're ready to fight. And God says, listen, just like the soldier, just like the fireman, just like the policeman, just like others who every single day have to put on their armor or have to put on their battle gear so that they have the best chance of winning the battle, here, Christian, is what you need to do. And God makes it clear, we're not putting on physical items. Ladies and gentlemen, young people, we are fighting spiritual warfare. From the moment you get up, the battle is in play all through your entire day. Today, folks, you say, listen, Brother Rich, when I woke up this morning, I got to be honest, I got in a terrible fight with someone in my family. I've been upset. I've been having a tough time. I feel like I'm in a battle constantly. Folks, that's no surprise because Satan will do every single thing he can to stop you from being happy, to stop you from being productive, and to stop you from being a person who fulfills God's mission to do what? to seek and to save those who are lost. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Satan is in the world to stop God's program, to stop his mission. Satan being the arch enemy of God and of God's people. If you've got your Bibles, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 for a few moments and see what God admonishes me and you as his people to do every single day. And here's what he says, Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, in other words, Christians, when he's addressing brethren, he's talking about ladies, men that have trusted Christ as their Savior. And here's what he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, how do we do that? Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Folks, I want you to pay attention to that. Right now, as you're getting ready to do whatever it is, if you're teaching, if you're working with the children, if you're getting ready to go to work, if you're cleaning the home, if whatever day it may be that you're hearing this broadcast, and you've got things you're doing, and all of a sudden, God is making it very clear that Satan, the devil, the demonic army, if you will, want to stop you from having a good day. If you're depressed, if you're upset, if you're having a tough time, Satan is happy, Christian. Why? Because he doesn't want you to succeed. He doesn't want you to have the ability to go out and spread the good news of Christ to others. He doesn't want you to have a good day. He wants you to have a rotten day. But folks, I want you to have a good day. So here's how God says, here's how we can have the best day possible. He says, you need to put on this armor that we're going to tell you about, that you can stand up, that you won't be pushed down, that you won't be mocked, that you won't be destroyed, that you won't be overcome, if you will, by the enemy. Verse 12, Ephesians 6, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Well, that's very interesting. The Bible makes it very clear. We do not wrestle against humanity. That's not the issue. Folks, man can do what man can do, but when we're talking about spiritual warfare, this is exponentially tougher than dealing with human beings. The Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenlies or in the heavenly places. What is God saying? He's making it crystal clear that when Satan rebelled against God back in Ezekiel chapter 28, back in the book of Isaiah, when he gave us the five I wills of Satan, Satan wants to have the preeminence. He wants to be God, and he wants to stop you, and he wants to stop God's plan. So God is saying, listen, this spiritual armor that we're going to tell you about is literally how to fight these angelic, demonic forces, the principalities, powers, rule of the darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. This is not a human battle. It is a spiritual battle. Verse 13, Ephesians 6. Therefore, Christian brethren, take up the whole armor of God. Now, let me tell you this. I was in law enforcement for 32 years. If someone came to roll call and they had 9 out of their 10 pieces of equipment ready to go, but they were missing one piece, they were deficient in their uniform that day. It needed to get fixed. It needed to get changed. It needed to be fixed immediately. Why? Because if that person goes out on the streets and that one piece of equipment that they don't have is missing, it could cost them their life or it could cost a citizen their life. So God says, listen, you get the whole armor of God, not just piecemeal, but put on the whole thing. Well, what's that armor? Finally, we get to it in verse 14. Stand therefore, Christian, having girded your waist with truth. Truth. Folks, it is so important. Where is truth? Thy word is true. Speaking of the scriptures, everything that we do must be bound around the truth of the word of God. We're not here to lie. We're not here to deceive. We're not here to play games like Satan, but always to speak the truth. And by the way, Ephesians admonishes us to do what? To always speak the truth in what? In love. Very important. So he says, gird your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, when you think about the breastplate, that's protecting your heart. Where do we get the righteousness from? Well, folks, when you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you get the righteousness of God. There's nothing righteous about any single one of us. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 23 makes it very clear. Not a single one of us, there's anything righteous within us. So literally, when you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, if you've done that, if you've not, you don't have his righteousness yet. But if you put your faith and trust in Christ, you inherit that righteousness, which is what? Able to protect your heart. Verse 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Folks, you want to know where all peace comes from? Do you want to know where true peace comes from that passes all understanding? It's through Jesus Christ. It's through accepting the gospel of his dear son. It's through accepting what he's done for us. And that peace which passes all understanding can only come to you as you place your faith and walk with Jesus Christ. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. The shield of faith with which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Faith. What does faith mean? I like to say this. Before I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, which I did as a teenager, I tried my best. I tried hard. I thought if I was good to people, I thought if I went to church, I thought if I tried to be good that I'd have it made. But folks, all of a sudden something happened. One day I went and I heard the precious gospel. You say, well, what's the gospel? It's about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I went to a little Bible study where I was told, I believe for the first time as a sophomore in high school, that I was a sinner. Well, I knew that. I knew I was a sinner. They told me not only am I a sinner, but because I've sinned, if I got what I deserved, I'd have to go to an awful place called hell. And that's what I was afraid of. I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't want to suffer God's eternal punishment. So I was scared. It's like, what do I need to do? And then they took me to verses such as Romans chapter 5, verse 8, where it says, but God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I said, I understand that. I believe Jesus died for me. And they said, well, in 1 Corinthians 15, not only did he die for you, but he was buried and 3 days later rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. And I said, I believe that with all my heart. But how do I know when I die that I'll go to heaven? And they said, well, you know the three things. You're a sinner, you're lost, and you know what Jesus did. But you know what? Rich, here's what you need to do. And they took me and said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And they showed me that God had a free gift waiting for me. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace, God's free unmerited gift, are you saved. It's through faith. It's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. And within a few days, I bowed my head and by faith received the free gift of salvation. Faith, what is he saying? Take the shield of faith, which will you be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation. What's salvation? It's the deliverance from sin. It's the deliverance from hell. It's the guarantee of heaven that we have when we place our faith in Christ. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. In other words, do you know the Word of God? Well, that's what we like to do right here on The Word for Life, is make sure, at least from our perspective, that you understand the Word of God. Praying always, being watchful, persevere with all supplication. Are you praying? Are you seeking God? Christian, how are you walking with God today? Have you trusted him first of all as your Savior? And if you have, are you walking with God? Are you putting on that spiritual armor? That's the only way you can succeed, if you will, in this horrible world where Satan is after us every single day. Well, God bless you. Walk with God and be a blessing today.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.